God, it's Saturday. Christ, have I got laryngitis or something? My tonsils look okay. My neck doesn't feel sore.
Keep it down! You'll have the whole neighborhood in here if you keep that up.
Who the hell are you?
Hell, not nothing like that. I'm no one to be screaming about here to damn your soul or nothing.
You're not why I'm screaming!
So there's some other problem then?
What are you doing in my bedroom?
We back to that again. I'm here to deal with your problem. Here you are questioning my location and probably my motives.
This is not a problem some stranger can just pop in and help me with.
How about an angel?
Wings? You've got... No. No! This is a dream! Some horrible nightmare!
Afraid not, actually. Mistakes were made, so please, what's the problem?
The problem? The problem is these tits that weren't here yesterday!
Oh, crap! I went and aged a little girl to dead center puberty overnight? No wonder you're all pissed off.
Wait. So, this is all your fault?
Hold on, miss. Let's not talk about whose fault it is and start thinking proactive thoughts. Look, you're gonna like being a teenager. Everybody grows up sometime, right? I mean, you've got a great body.
Age is not the problem. I wasn't supposed to have these things 10 or 20 years from now. You turned me into a girl, you feathered freak!
Oh, so that's the problem. Your name?
Ash Upton. And that better be a prescription for one instant get-mail quick pill you're riding, or you're going to be in a whole world of hurt.
Sorry, not that easy, but I am adding you to my list. So in the meantime, let's try and keep this quiet, okay? The big guys don't exactly like mistakes. And to cover up, if they find out before I can fix you, you might be stuck like this forever.
Wait! You mean I have to stay like this for... Don't you dare! Where the hell do you think you're going?
Be right back. Well, that didn't go too badly. Now, where... That sounds like my cue.
It's gotta be here. Things just don't disappear like that. Mom must have cleaned up my room while I was sleeping. Rearranged my furniture, changed... What's going on?
Lose something?
Who are you?
Oh, not again. Look. See? Angel. I'm from heaven, and I'm here to help you. Really. So, what are you missing?
My Harvard acceptance letter. It came yesterday, and...
Ah, that would explain it. Look, there was a little mix-up, and... Have you looked in the mirror lately?
The mirror? Why? Oh my God, what's happened to me? I look younger.
Yeah, funny thing that was sort of misplaced. Look, you have a birth certificate or something shows how old you are?
Of course, but... Here it is.
Emily MacArthur, born April 5th,
1988. 1988? It should say... Wait a minute. Wait, are you telling me I'm 2 years younger? 2 years of my life are gone just like that?
That would be a yes.
I've lost 2 years?
Yeah, only 2 years. Ain't that a relief?
Two years?
Ah, youth. Enjoy the extra time you just got.
Do you have any idea how hard I've worked for the past 2 years? Advanced placement classes, weekend study groups, extracurriculars. I skipped my prom. Boyfriend since freshman year. Here comes my Harvard acceptance after all that work, like an early birthday present, and I wake up the next day only to discover that you erased the last 2 years of my life?
Not the throat! Calm down!
Calm down? Harvard gone? Not calm!
No, look here. I gotta introduce you to someone. Might make your whole Harvard thing look a little light, okay?
And you'll fix this, right?
Of course. Just think of this as a little vacation. At least I will as soon as I figure out how.
If I can just go back to sleep and wake up again, this will all turn out to be a bad dream. Who's there? Wait! Who's in my house?
I'm back!
And you found a cure, right? Right?
Still working on that, but Misery loves company, right? Let me introduce you to Ash, this is Emily. Emily, that's Ash. I'm sort of responsible for both your situations.
You dress pretty girly for someone who used to be a guy.
Up yours! Did that angel make you retarded? I'm not a boy.
Wait a minute. I know you. You go to my school. Weren't you older?
Well, now that we're all such good friends, maybe you want some kind of explanationism as to what's going on.
This had better be good.
So let me introduce myself. I am Remisiel, son of Gabriel, angel of the third circle, 437 years old and unmarried. I am, or was until recently, employed in the astral wing of the fifth branch of the Celestial Filing Depository, 361 Eden Lane, Heaven 01741.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just getting to that. You see, in Heaven, filing is a very important job. Makes the universe go round, you know? We've got cabinets for birds, cabinets for fish, cabinets for polyunsaturated fats, and so on. In Heaven, the file is just a block of codes. So imagine that I have a file for a comic book artist. If I put it in the proper place, he's a comic book artist. But since it's just a list of codes, if I put it, say, in the fish cabinet, those same codes will make a fish. So, as you see, it is very important that everything be in its proper place at all times, and seeing as we have an infinite amount of space, my job is, shall we say, a bit nerve-wracking at times.
So what are you getting at?
Well, my brother got me this job, this important job, you see, to make Dad happy.
Let me guess. He had to get it for you because you were fired from all the other ones?
Hey, that's mean! Note to self, the girl is perceptive. But anyway, sometimes this stressful job requires me to, take some of the edge off with one of the Lord's more pleasant creations, bless his foresight.
And that would be?
Cannabis. So there I am on my 43rd hour of overtime, slaving away like a good soldier, and to take the edge off, I light one up. Suddenly, like some big celestial Nazis, my bosses come wandering in. So I scream. I put away everything I'm working on, and just in time, because they're on top of me, grilling me with questions, and I've got a burning stick of cannabis in my pocket. Then I see them. A file and some loose papers. The sort of stuff the bosses don't take kindly to. The papers were easy. I kicked them under a rug while Terrell was complaining about my lack of virtue. Lack of virtue? I'm an angel, for crying out loud. The file was tougher. I had to wait until Terrell and Filania were arguing, but I stuffed it in the first cabinet I could find, and then I was in the home stretch. That's when the joint in my pocket burned its way to my crotch.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
I'm not doing anything.
You've been doing a lot of that recently.
What's the problem? I'm done.
Oh, good lord. That smell. That's...
Look, I can explain, okay? We had a leak in the...
It's right
over...
there in your pocket.
Oh, that smell.
In the kingdom of heaven, no less. Do you have any idea the kind of mess you're in already? That's it. You're out. And don't even think about coming back until we send for you. You just better hope your disgusting little habit hasn't caused any other problems. Or exile just may be permanent.
So, to make a long story short, I'm on administrative leave. Without pay.
And those files?
Well, the papers were your two missing years, and the file I stuffed back apparently went into the girl cabinet instead of the boy cabinet. And let me tell you, I was totally gonna put them back as soon as my bosses split, but they went and exiled me before I got the chance.
God damn it, I'll kill you!
Hold up there, girl. Boy, whatever. This is a bad idea, you see. Only I can help you.
And how is that?
Well, this is a trial leave, and I'm being watched, and since I'm here with you, you'll be under eyes too. So if I help you out with your lives, the big guys will see I'm a pretty good guy. Let me back in, and I can fix your file as good as new.
So, what? You, like, hide the fact that I'm a girl and let me lead a normal life?
And get me back into Harvard?
No, no, no. No one can find out there have been any mistakes. Mistakes bad. Mistakes are covered up. If Tara Ellen Filani will find out there's been a mistake, I'll be fired. And to keep themselves from getting in trouble, they'll fix you like this, both of you, permanently.
What?
No, we have to play like everything's normal, and I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart. And you two play the appreciative mortals, and then I fix everything.
You pot-headed, lying piece of crap!
It's not a lie, it's a deception. Did an angel ever lie in the Bible?
Did angels ever get high in the Bible? Besides, what about the Prince of Lies?
Sheesh. There goes Lucifer making things tough for all of us again.
This is totally not acceptable. Even if I had half a mind to go along with this farce, I have school on Monday, and my dad gets back from his medical conference in a few days. If I have to play girl all that time, don't you think everyone will point out that I was a boy last week?
You haven't looked around the house much, have you? Do you have a photo album or something? Pictures of you when you were younger?
My dad has one. Why?
Show me.
One sec. Okay, here, look. Pictures of... What is this? Why does this show me as a girl?
And note, the boxers you think you're wearing are technically women's pajamas, according to the label.
So the file's correct for Paradox?
With Eternity at our disposal, there have to be fail-safes. When that file drawer closed, all the properly filed folders adjusted. The only people in the world that know anything's amiss is you two. Ash, because despite being in the girl cabinet, the first page of his file says boy, and Emily, because pages of her file were left out. If Terra Ellen Filani will correct that, though, Ash will believe, like everyone else on Earth, that he was always a girl, and Emily's 2 years will vanish permanently. So play nice, okay?
Okay. Wait, you're going along with this? Just like that?
You heard what he said. We play nice, we make it quick, and I can be in Harvard by next semester.
No time frame? Nothing? I'm not spending an indefinite amount of time as a girl! No way! You're getting off easy here!
Easy? I lost 2 years! 2 years of backbreaking work! You lost nothing!
What I used to have in my pants was a lot more than nothing!
You should be proud! You've acquired the blessed ability to bear and nurse children as a mother.
Amen.
Besides, if there's still a boy's brain in there, you probably spent the entire morning playing with your boobs.
That is a lie! Well, maybe just a little.
You know, we really can't get to fixing your problems until you say yes, Remisiel.
Yes, Remisiel.
Yes, Remisiel, my friend.
Don't push your luck.
Okay. I'm off to hedge my bets with some random good deeds. You kids call me if you need anything. Stay out of trouble and remember, you're a girl and you're a sophomore.
But how do we contact you?
Well, I took your advice and now we're doomed. Happy?
What am I gonna do? I can't even drive now.
Quit your bitching. I've got... Drive? Drive? Oh crap, I almost forgot.
Forgot what?
I have a race tonight.
Race? I've got some studious study monger to hang and read with. On Saturday nights, I drive out to the old road and race cars. In my car, this body shouldn't even matter. The seat is already adjusted to my new height. Damn it, I'm actually going to have to race like this. It helped at least my car would still know the real me. My XR4 Ti.
XR4 Ti? Wait. Ash? XR4 Ti? Your XR4 Ti, Ash?
I don't drag race. I was practicing my drifting.
Wow. Molly used to make fun of you all the time.
You mean Molly Tabor, who's now 2 years ahead of you and probably just got accepted to college? Hey, I'm a girl too now, so don't think I can't hit you back.
Oh, so now you accept that you're a girl?
No.
Well then, you can't hit me.
Look, I have some fine tuning and a long drive ahead of me, and I'd just as soon not fight with you.
Fine then. I'll just go home.
Go home and what? Study? Study to get into a college you already got into? Don't you even have a single hobby? I mean, this sucks, but so long as you're going to be stuck here like me, why not try to at least forget your problems by doing something fun for once?
I hate you.
Good. Then go home. With Missy up there, I don't want to see much of you ever again either.
You have been listening to episode 1 of Misfire the Radio Play. Appearing in this episode are...
Melissa D. Johnson, a.k.a. Mippa.
As Ash.
I can't believe that I have to go out in public like this.
Japanomaniac 13.
As Emily.
I cannot believe I have to sit through Mr. Marconi's European history class again.
Russ Gold. As Remisio.
I can't believe they accepted that. Now where can I find someone to help?
Phantasm. As Terra L.
Do you have this feeling of impending... doom?
And
Abner Cenaris.
As Filaniel.
Remisiel is gone and everything is quiet. What could possibly go wrong?
This radio play is based on the comic by Chris Hazelton, found online at www.misfile.com.